Greetings in Jesus' name on this 20th day of September, the year of our Lord 2019. It is Friday, and no doubt for many of you, it is a fabulous Friday, and you are thrilled about the week that God has given you. And as I have mentioned every day on the broadcast today, my wife and I are away on an anniversary celebration, 30 years of marriage bliss. Oh my, today we may very well be in Cades Cove, Tennessee, driving the beautiful roads, looking at the bear and the deer, and you don't even know, we might be holding hands. Oh my, 30 years of marriage, shouting the victory, giving God the glory for how He's seen us through many trials and many setbacks and many battles. Speaking of that, in your Bibles today, I want us to finish this great thought found in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Thinking about the ministry that God has given us propels us to finish and to not faint. Many people are fainting today. Many people today, as Spurgeon says, are having fainting fits. Many people today are no longer back at it for Christ. They're not working for the Lord. They're living for self. They're living for satisfaction. They're not living for the Savior. But when you think about the ministry that we have, therefore seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. When we think about the ministry that God has afforded us to be able to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, it propels us to go on for Christ. It propels us to want to just preach another sermon, teach another lesson, sing another song, shout another shout, walk another walk, go soul winning, another soul winning. Oh my, it causes us to want to just be at it for the Lord, because we have this ministry. The Bible says, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. We have no time for dishonesty. We are all about transparency. We're not going to faint. We have a ministry. We've renouncing the hidden things of dishonesty. We're not walking in craftiness. People might accuse us of walking in craftiness. People might say, preacher, you're one of those preachers that's always talking about money and always talking about getting something else. They may accuse us of that, but down deep inside, thank God, we know that we're walking so that the gospel might get out, so that we might be able to start another church and see another person saved. The Bible says, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. Oh no, it's context, context, context. We don't make the word of God say what we want it to say. We keep things in context, he says. We've not handled the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And so he said, we're not going to hide the gospel, because lost people need to hear the gospel. We've got a ministry. We're not going to faint. I wonder, dear friend, today, are you finishing or are you fainting? Are you one of those that's about ready to quit? Or are you one of those that says, by the grace of God, I'm going to go on? When we wait on the Lord, it renews our strength. We mount up with wings as eagles. We run, and we're able to not grow weary and faint. When we have this ministry, it causes us to not faint. And then I thought about this, a third of all today, when we think about why is it that we do not faint. It must be a prayer. Luke 18:1, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. It's prayer that causes us not to faint. We're able to seek God. We're able to get alone with God. We're able to say, dear Lord, I need your help today. We're able to bend a knee and to bow our hearts before God. Woo! And say, thanks be to God. We're able to go on because we're meeting with God in prayer. I wonder, dear friend, today, have you stopped praying? That's what causes us not to faint. We must be an individual of prayer. prayer, a man of God that walks with God, a woman of God that walks with God in prayer. May the Lord help us to finish strong and to not faint. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. I hope you have a great weekend. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.